Welcome, and thank you for taking the time to listen to our podcast. I'm your host, Sabrina Winters. I'm a mom, a wife, a business owner, and senior counsel at Sabrina Winters Attorney in Law, an estate and probate law firm located in the beautiful Ballantyne area of Charlotte, North Carolina. The information provided is only offered to discuss legal issues and topics. The information should never be construed as providing legal consultation. You should always consult an experienced attorney with any legal matter you're faced with. If you would like more information about me or about the firm, please visit us on the web at ncestateplanninginfo.com or call us at 704-843-1446. Today I'll be sharing with you some of my thoughts on the things that I think are important to at least start thinking about when determining whether you're going to choose a certain person to raise your children when you're gone. I know these are difficult things to think about as a mom. I think about it every day. But the fear that I won't be here to raise my child anymore is relieved because I've planned and I know who's taking care of my daughter when I'm gone. The first thing would be age. If the guardian is too young, perhaps he or she is not at the right place in his or her life to care for a child. Or if he or she is too elderly, perhaps he or she is not physically capable of caring for a child long term. Second, does the guardian have children or plan on having children? Maybe the guardian has all the children he or she can or want to care for, or he or she wants to have more children and could not be able to care for others in the future. Three, is the person married? If so, you need to consider whether you like the spouse as well. After all, your child will be living in the same home as that spouse. If he or she is not married, you should consider whether you're comfortable with your child being raised by a single parent. There are some difficult obstacles that a single parent faces every day. Four, what are the religious beliefs of the person? This is something to think about if it's important for you to have your children raised with the same religious beliefs as you are currently raising them with. Five, is he or she a blood relative? Be careful if you are considering an in-law. You should always consider the possibility of divorce, regardless of how happy they are today. Six, does your child actually like this person? You may think he or she is the perfect person to raise your child, but if your child does not have or show the same feelings towards that person, you may be causing more harm than good. Seven, how drastic will your child's daily life change? Think about whether your child will have to move in or out of state or change schools. This could be a difficult transition without just having lost your parents. Imagine how difficult that would be if that type of move is due to your parents passing away. Eight, does this person have pets? If your child has allergies, that may be drastically affected by living in a home with a pet. That home may not be the best place for your child to live. Many people will not give up their pets that easily. Nine, what type of job does this person have? Think about whether that person has to travel for work or has a job that is considered dangerous. This may mean that your child may have to go to daycare. Not that this is a bad thing. Or potentially even be faced with losing another loved one. Number 10, wait, I think this one's pretty important. Would you live with that person? You can't expect your child to live with someone if you could not see yourself living with this person. The one thing I want to leave you with is, regardless of how you determine who it is that you choose and who you ultimately choose, before putting your plan in place, it's really important for you to check with that person to make sure that they want to take on that responsibility. They may seem like they would be great parents, but they may not want to take on that responsibility. So it's better that you know before putting the plan in place than after when it's too late. So have a discussion with them, right? Flat out ask them if they're interested in doing something like that. Thanks again for listening to the podcast, and we will talk to you soon.